Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
It is predominantly taught and believed by multitudes that God is the one who causes only good and not evil in the earth. Yet the Lord plainly said, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. There is nothing that transpires in all of the heavens or the earth that is not directed to occur by Him who is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever He hath pleased. Now these words are fighting words to that man whose heart has not been subdued by His grace to bow at His feet in trembling worship. The natural man does not want to be told that he is helpless to help himself or that God has no respect unto his personal endeavor. In fact, most men entertain the notion that God helps those who help themselves. Others say, well, if you take the first step, He'll do the rest. Or let Him come into your heart. Or other such nonsense as gives men the idea that they can approach unto the high and holy God who inhabiteth eternity and find Him by human effort. That man who thinks he knows some path that he can tread to approach God is full of conceit and self-approval. Let all men know of a certainty that it is not by wisdom, learning, power, or any morality that he could ever hope to find out the dwelling place of Jehovah or gain an entrance into the presence of Him who is high and lifted up and whose train fills the temple. The only possible way for a man to ever be given any sort of understanding of who God is or enabled to enter into His presence is strictly by His revelation and illumination. This is exactly what the Lord meant when He told Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He meant that a man had to be radically changed, given new life from the dead, and made something that he was not before, that is, a new creature. Whereas the man was simply flesh and blood, the one who is born again is now transformed into a spiritual man, who is born not of the flesh, but of God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. One of the first indications that a man has been transformed by the Spirit of God is that he is suddenly aware that it is impossible for him to approach God and is convinced that he has no hope of coming to know the Lord apart from the mercy of God making it possible. As he is unable to hear the gospel, he is given faith to embrace Jesus Christ as the Savior and Redeemer of sinners. He is made to willingly bow down in obedience and worship of Him, who he now knows to be the Lord of lords and the King of kings. He has now found out the God who cannot be found out, except by the gift of eternal life being granted according to His sovereign mercy. God is truly no respecter of persons, because He grants this gift to men on the basis of His own sovereign choice, and not their merit or knowledge. Great is the mercy of God, who has not left us without hope, but has brought us out into a wealthy place by a way which we knew not. Christ is that way. He has made a way into the very presence of the Father for us, by a new and living way which He hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. Christ is the one who has put us in the way. He came not only to die for His sheep, but to go into the wilderness and find each one of the little lambs of His flock and bring them safely back to the fold. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Christ is the one who has taught us the way by His example. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow His steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Christ is the one who will keep us in the way, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.